1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for President Biden to step aside in the 2024 presidential race. One senator, Vermont's Peter Welch, has now come forward saying he thinks Biden should pull out.
On the other side of the Capitol, Earl Blumenauer of Oregon, now the ninth House Democrat, urging Biden to drop out. Even Nancy Pelosi, the powerful former Speaker of the House, is sending a strong signal that Democrats are still very much divided. Pelosi going public, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce in Washington. A new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll finds 85% of Americans say they see President Biden as too old for a second term. Actor Alec Baldwin appearing on the verge of tears as his involuntary manslaughter trial gets underway in New Mexico. He's accused of violating firearm safety standards on set. His lawyers argue that a live round should never have made its way into the gun used. More than a million people in Texas still have no power thanks to Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races and battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 41-year-old Jamal Lipscomb has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide for an attack on a fellow resident of the Wisconsin Resource Center in Oshkosh on May 21st. The criminal complaint says Lipscomb kicked and stomped the victim's head up to 40 times. The victim was in a coma until June 10th when he died. The WRC is a mental health services facility for state prisoners. Lipscomb is in prison for armed robbery. When members of the African-American community in Green Bay need support, We All Rise is there to help. Robin Scott, executive director of We All Rise African American Resource Center, said emotional connection is as important as a resource connection.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the community can call our crisis line and they can be provided emotional support. In that sense, you can talk through any of the things that you're dealing with in the moment.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
How about that Toby Myers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Tobias Myers may not be a household name, but if he keeps pitching like he did last night, he will be. Myers, in his best start yet as a rookie, pitched 8 scoreless innings as the Brewers shut out the Pirates 9-0. Myers is the only rookie in the major leagues to do that twice this season.
Just felt good from the beginning. My body felt great today throwing. Everything felt really good. Defense did a heck of a job. Williams, great back there. Never misses a beat.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Contreras from the first inning kept adjusting with him. Third or fourth inning, he found his stuff, and we played great defense behind him. We hit in the clutch. That was the name of the game, and we stayed with it for 9 innings.
Basketball, the NBA has reached a deal to continue to broadcast games on ESPN, ABC, and they're also adding NBC and streaming on Amazon.com. It's a deal worth $76 billion to be paid to the NBA. Not in the plan? TNT Sports, which now has 5 days to make a counteroffer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon and basically calm. There won't be much wind here today. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 85. The weekend, warmer and a lot more humid with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Napinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Minow and the Mayor. First, I want to apologize to our first two guests today, Nick, Cheese Curd Nick and Matt Warzala from Green Bay Fringe. Have you ever had that where it's like, what smells? Okay, have you ever had that feeling? And then when I'm smelling my thing. So here's what I'm not good at.
Okay.
When I wash, you smell it?
I noticed when I walked in the studio earlier.
Okay, why aren't you apologizing to our next guest, too?
Hi, Brad. So, you know what I did? Have you ever washed clothes and let them sit in the washer wet?
You can't do that for too long.
Yeah.
Geez. And then I didn't even dry this. I just hung it up because these would shrink otherwise. Okay. But I keep, and it smells like sour milk.
Yeah.
I smell like sour milk. So I want to apologize to everybody. For smelling
how about
sour milk.
Your co-host who sits like one
but
foot
Jim,
away from
Jim,
you.
Jim, you didn't even notice, Jim.
You smell like Milton.
Good dog, Brad.
Hi,
well,
Brad.
Okay.
Hey.
Do you have to get that?
Brad, do you smell that, though? Be honest.
Now that you say that, yeah. I can.
Yeah. John, do you get that like bouncer? Isn't that the pink stuff? You throw it in the dryer? Doesn't that help?
I didn't even try. I left it in the washer for like 3 days after it was washed.
Oh, my God,
you got
John.
Molded.
And then hung it. It's mold. Yeah. It smells like mold.
Okay, geez, what a great intro for our.
Sorry,
thanks for bringing it up.
I just
want
to apologize.
Yeah,
that's our new trivia. What does John smell like?
Yeah. Wow. Hey, we are our next guest. We've been trying to get it on our show for some time, and we've been on just a little over a year, and he's been busy. NFL down in Kansas City and Vegas and out in England, just he promotes Green Bay. He is the tower of tourism, right?
People have used that. Yeah.
And Amy did yesterday from Discover Oshkosh. She said to say hello to you. And it's working. I mean, right? I mean,
yes.
You've got a new building. You've got a staff of what, 8, 9, 11?
There's 14 of
14
us
of
now.
You over there. And, you know, Green Bay, that's a big economic contributor to our community. And what the beauty of, I think, what you do is it's just not summer. I mean, it's pretty much spread out throughout the year that we have people coming in here and spending money. And I just,
we
lead that charge. So how are you doing it?
We've been telling people, you know, that are talking about the draft, that's 1 week. There's 52 weeks in 2025. So, we book something. We can't rest on our laurels. We need to keep working on bringing more things in. And, you know, we have the privilege of being able to promote a lot of the great work that people in the community are doing. You know, we obviously aren't running the Botanical Garden. They do an amazing job. They've got a great concert tonight. So we get to promote all of that and use it to try and bring more people into the community to spend money. And last year, in 2023, direct spending, so dollar for dollar, they bring the dollar in, take it out of their wallet, $798 million.
Yeah,
in Brown County, it's a huge part of our economy that probably residents don't recognize.
Wow,
I would agree, but I think the small businesses do recognize yeah, that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think people say, well, how was the event? And you can talk to the consumer, but you really need to talk to the vendors, and they'll tell you yeah. how the event was. And it was and just good things that are going on. I want to talk about the NFL draft. I don't want to dwell on it because there's so many other things that you do. But was that a big coup to get that, or was that in the queue for some years? And
did you ever think it would really happen?
Yeah.
Well, there were days that we didn't. but we believed that we would be an excellent location for it just because of the tradition and the history. I think the NFL believed that too. But, you know, we're a very small community compared to the others. And just for example, KC, Cleveland, their Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is what we are, a destination marketing organization, they have $20 million budgets and 65, 70 people on staff. Ours is 2.8 and there's 14 of us.
Wow.
So yeah. the NFL, you know, typically the teams have not been real involved in the draft. It's been the community that's done it. But, you know, talking with Mark Murphy, it's like we couldn't possibly do this without the team. And the Packers have been absolutely fantastic, you know, providing staff, providing support all the way through. It's been a collaborative effort, but we lost four times before we landed it. Yeah. So.
Wow. But the communities have stepped up too. I mean, absolutely. There's tax dollars going into some of the security. Yep. You're going to be, and there's so much going on with the draft. There's so many economic opportunities. And we could talk a little bit about that today, but you're coming on my show, that Lean Locals show, yep. and you yes. and Aaron, and we're going to talk. That's going to air the first Sunday of August. But I just think this is a big deal, and I don't want to. It's not the biggest deal, but it's something that is worth celebrating yeah, and
never happened before. Groundbreaking.
And might not happen again.
Absolutely.
You know,
probably won't. Really not.
Not in my
lifetime.
10-year.
No. Right. Right. Right.
But there's a lot more cities to go through.
Yeah. It's actually the largest event we'll have ever hosted.
Yeah. Sure.
And likely ever will.
Well, what could come second to that? Remember when we ran that campaign, Pope to Green Bay?
Yes. That would be bigger.
That
probably.
Would be bigger.
Yeah.
And we have the shrine over here in Champion. And John was Altar Boy of the Year back in Nugani back in the day.
I'm in the Altar Hall of Fame. I have my hassock is retired in the Vatican.
Hassock. Oh, isn't even know what it's God. Called.
And my scapula.
It's a cassock. It's not a hassock.
We call them hassocks up there.
Yeah. Anyway.
So if you want, I can make a call.
But Johnny, the person that you work through, and the Pope was, he's in Philly, and yep. I knew Mayor Nutter mm-hmm. pretty well, and I'm like, hey, look, I'd like to get some contacts, get him here, because we have the shrine, and he could come in and do a mass there and whatever. But the guy that you work through is the guy who does the Pope's placement in the United States, his title, the Annuncio.
Oh!
That. I love Mayor. I said, I would trade that for Annuncio. Yeah. That's a cool title.
Awesome. I like that.
Anyway, someday, Brad.
Almost like my Uncle Ignacio.
Right.
Same thing.
You Italians, we love that. Those are great titles. But anyway, this is a big deal. And what we're going to talk about is, you know, and I'll ask you right now, but we'll get into more detail. Are we ready? Can we handle this?
We can. You know, there was a lot of talk about Detroit and 775,000 people. But, you know, that was in the center of a population of 4.3 million people. So, you know, there were a lot of locals that went there. And I can tell you, too, you go in through the MEGs, the magnetic metal detectors. And then you go out and you get a hot dog out on the street and you go back in. Now you're two people, you're three
Johnny,
people, four people.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that.
The turnstile count, so to
right.
speak.
Yeah,
right.
So we're not quite as concerned, I think.
I've said that.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's not 250. The number they have aren't all individual people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, and they're counted 3 days.
Yes, that's what I mean. But let me ask you this. So Jim came up with a statement this morning that was a little bit disputed by Cheese Curd Nick. He said he read something where 70% of the people coming here will be driving here.
That's true.
That is true.
I thank
65
you.
To 70.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah.
I didn't need the bell for that.
It's been a year and a month. They're all true. So anyway, I think my concern would be parking and driving, because even on a Sunday when there's, I don't know, 60,000 people that come here, that 80,000-90,000 come to the game, but you know, two in a car, that gets a little weird, especially when it's a Milwaukee crowd. You know, they kind of like they only know one route, whereas those of us who live here know multiple routes.
Don't even say that, because I've got the greatest route that can get here so fast.
It's like a fishing hole.
Nobody thinks about through downtown. Yeah. It's like,
what's the route, John?
Yeah, I know, right? Believe me, it's the fishing hole. Nobody's going to say. I can leave the stadium and be home in 6 minutes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's.
But you get, when you're on 172 out there on the bridge.
No, that's like,
and
no.
It's backed up for 10 miles.
Right.
And all you got to do is go all the way down Webster, hit Mason, come back through the back way.
And I know we talked, the mayor was on here, and we talked a little bit. I think that's a concern.
And the chair, actually, of that committee, Transportation Committee, Beth drew the short straw.
Okay.
She's on our staff. But, you know, we've got people from the city, from the NFL. They actually hire a company of transportation experts, and they don't seem very concerned.
Oh, good.
They're, you know, working on that plan. We'll be able to shuttle in probably from Bay Beach and NWTC. There's different locations where there's a lot of parking spaces. So we're hoping people will use those shuttles coming in from Milwaukee, from Appleton. But, I mean, even that, coordinating a spot where that many buses can be flowing through.
But you look at some of the places, and whether they're going to be open or not, but, you know, there's a lot of surface parking at the VA, at UWGB, at NWTC. There's just, and you guys are going to work on that.
It's just coordinating all of that and then getting the word out, hopefully through places like this.
And we really want to help with that. How are we doing on lodging?
Lodging, we knew we would sell out quickly, and you know, for the most part, we have. But you know, in a major city, people were staying a half hour to an hour from the draft location. So
did they stay in that lovely my old hometown of Flint?
I just hired someone from Flint.
They were anxious. You could have offered them anything, and they would have taken out of Flint.
Yeah, so
it's free in Flint. Nah, I don't want to stay there.
You got to get Airbnb real cheap in Flint.
Yeah, I know. Rosendale needs to build some.
There
hotels.
You go.
I know.
There you go.
Hey, I
grew up in Rosendale. That's my hometown.
You and Todd went to the same high school, right?
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim. Remember I said that yesterday.
You said I said no. He was from Minneapolis. That's where I thought.
Yeah, I grew up in Rosendale.
But you were.
I lived over there for about 15 years.
Okay, I thought that was your hometown.
Stick together, Jim.
Yeah, they're like that.
Hail Laconia.
Which I'll be honest, as a sportscaster, I bet I said Lasonia about 20 times.
Probably.
And then Todd corrected me yesterday. Yes.
Yeah.
But let me ask this about Brett. One of the things we're talking about the draft. You know, there were a lot of Youpers in Detroit.
There were
lots of them. And I think we're going to be deluged with them in a wonderful way for this draft. This is big for those types of people. How far out do you think the radius, and Jim and I, we've, you know, there's no scientific thing, but how big do you think the radius, even north, because, you know, you can, people from Milwaukee could always drive up and whatever, but there's not a lot. How big do you think that circumference is north where people would still look to stay?
Well, I think they will stay all the way up Marinette, up in that area, all the way down to Milwaukee, over to Wausau.
Okay.
And because, and we know that there's a lot of drive, people, 65 to 70% from studying Kansas City in Cleveland. Yeah. That's what all their numbers showed. So Wisconsin has been very supportive. Travel Wisconsin has been very supportive because we know unless they're swimming, they're driving through a good part of Wisconsin, coming from the west, from the south, down from the north.
So it would make sense for somebody in like a Marinette or an O'Connell Falls or someplace like that to think, hey, I got a cabin that could be rented out, or
it's a possibility, sure.
And I'm just hoping that, you know, like, I think I'm very happy we have this, but I hope people can make some extra cash. And that's
It's all
I want to talk about other
Brad,
stuff
that's
that you're
all
working
he talks
on.
About is how cash. Can this affect me, the former mayor? I'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-513-6769 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-513-6769. That's 800-513-6769. What do you have to lose? Call 800-513-6769. Again, 800-513-6769.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, and we are here with a very special guest, Brad Toll, the Tower of Tourism here in Greater Green Bay. What's your reach? What do you promote? And
well, it's primarily the Brown County area. We have an agreement to provide sales and marketing with the room tax commissions in the area. So it's primarily Brown County that we work for. But, you know, anything that's going to bring people into the area, Ryder Cup, we certainly talked about that and tried to get people to stay up here. In fact, we had all the media of Ryder Cup stayed up in Green Bay.
Is the entire did somebody say this on the show, Jim? All the hotel rooms are taken. You gotta go fill your meter.
I do.
Are all the hotel rooms reserved by the NFL in Green Bay?
No, not all of them.
Okay,
about 3,000 of the 5,000 that we have.
Okay,
yeah. So we do have some that are available for fans coming in and other folks and. Of course, there's short-term rentals.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Jim's gonna do one. Asking about. You know,
he's all set up
with short-term rentals. That we're really trying to stress is do it the right way, do it legally. That fire that just happened this week
in Juneau County,
six people died, and it was running illegally.
Yeah, and that guy was
they hadn't been inspected. It's like, oh man.
And Brett, the other thing that people have to be
wait, why don't you talk about that a little bit, because you're a very big advocate of that, and you're doing it. Talk about what the guy is doing to rent out your house. I mean, I think this is important.
He's been over at my house. He came on our show, and this is, I don't know, 6 months ago, and Johnny and I were talking to him about, he goes, he's out of Madison. Mm-hmm. Simple vacation.
Simple life. Yep.
And talking to him, and he came over to my house. He goes, this would be great. And then he was up on my third floor. He goes, we could sleep a lot of people up here. I'm like, no, I don't want that many people in my house. Yeah. You know, like six or eight is all I want in my house. But then he's a turnkey guy, and the inspection, the taxes. I mean, we pay taxes, and the taxes to the Visitor and Convention Bureau. Mm-hmm. We got to pay those, and I just want some. And they do the locks, you know, and it does all of that. Now he charges for it, but I just wanted to.
You can sleep well. I can sleep well.
I'm going to go. My mom lives in Appleton. I'm going to go spend some time with her, and we have another place that we're going to go.
Okay, but if you're going to do that, if you make her that rice, don't get that spicy teriyaki.
He remembers like all my mistakes, and they're not. Well, I guess there are more than I thought. But I love to cook, and my mom likes my cooking. And she was on our show, and Johnny was saying to her, "What would you like? You know, Mr. Schmidt, what do you want, Jim?" And she likes chop suey and things. So I made her some, and I was at the store, and you can put in, you know, just the soy sauce. And there was this special sauce, and I bought that. And she didn't like it. And it cost like 10 times as much. So anyway,
way too spicy.
That's what she said. Is that possible?
I know. Right. Our age, us guys, we love that stuff.
But anyway, I just want to make that point though about what you said about the horrible tragedy and something like this. I guarantee you, I know Jim well enough. He would be like, going like this with all the things he might be missing.
Right.
I think it's worth it hiring a company like you hired.
And even the family that probably innocently was renting their place out.
Absolutely.
Their lives are a mess.
Oh, my God.
The other thing that I liked about it, and we're going to have him on, too, on one of these Sundays. The first Sunday on Lean Local is going to be more focused on the NFL. The other things are social issues and some politicians are coming on. But they also vet your clientele. And I think that's really important because people can maybe not always tell the truth.
And to not have real safe practices in your house.
And he does reference checks, and they do the insurance. And so anyway, I'm an advocate of that. Hey, Brad, what is the relationship with...
Although I will say one thing, though. I would think most of the people coming here are Packer fans, wouldn't you?
The majority will be.
Okay, and I've never known a person, and I know a lot of people around here that do, you know, for the games and everything. They've never had a problem with, like, a Packer fan coming in for that game. They've had problems with, like maybe Carolina, who's going to be here once, and they're never going to worry about renting that place again. Those are the ones sometimes that have seemed a little iffy. Have you gotten that, Brad?
We don't get a lot of that, but, you know, I would probably agree that's a good possibility. Like,
they'll never see me again. Big deal.
Or they may not be Packer fans.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. They're not. They're opposing fans. Well, Carolina's, the Packers beat them. Carolina's, I'm just using that as an example.
I just say that's more like Canada. They're kind of neutral. I'm talking about, like, people who don't like us.
Right.
Like
that's Bears, what I mean. Vikings, that's exactly what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Brad, so it's Discover Green Bay, Discover Oshkosh, Discover. How's the relationship with other Brad Tolls in the state of Wisconsin?
Actually, fantastic. We talked about this actually in our office yesterday, at how odd it is that we compete with each other,
right,
but we all get along great.
That's awesome.
I can say, hey, I'm hiring this position. Does anyone have a job description? I'd get 10 of them back.
Yeah.
From people around the state saying, this is how we do it. This is how we put
together. So you really do get along, not like the politicians who say they get along.
Yeah, we really do.
Okay, did you meet the mayor of Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I called that office, asked if he could come on, got the former mayor here, longest serving mayor in Green Bay history. We're hosting the draft. Would just love to have you come on. You know, tell us some things to do, to watch for, you know, yada, 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 yada. Won't come on.
He's sending his assistant on. So that's okay. I mean, yeah, some mayors like
some are
the media.
Shy.
Right, right. Some like the media more than others.
I've been sending him harassing texts ever since.
I just was like, so.
And just being honest.
I was so scared. I was so scared of being in the media. And yeah. Well, Brad, I think this is great. Talk a little bit more about outside the Packers. What other things do you work on and that your focus is on, and what can we look forward to outside of football when it comes to Discover Green Bay?
Yeah, we were joking that, you know, the draft is like the big conversation now, but that's 1 week out of 52 next year. So we're also concerned about all the rest of the weeks. But our convention sales staff, that's a big part of what we do that most people don't see. Unless you're downtown next to the convention center, some of the restaurants in the area that see convention people coming in, that's a huge part of what we do. We went last year to 18 different shows selling the area is a convention destination, is a sports tournament destination, and we have jugglers.
Please talk about the one taking place this weekend. This sounds cool.
We're going to grab one of those guys.
The international jugglers we booked in 2019 with the staff over at the Hyatt and the KI Convention Center, and that was from one of those 18 shows that we were at. They were looking, you know, at the convention center, but said, you know, do you have like a theater kind of place? We got them to the Meyer in a New York minute, and they absolutely loved it. And here, years after we actually sold them on it,
awesome.
Here they are spending money in our community.
And when are they performing?
They actually have three different public shows. I don't have the times and the dates committed.
Well, they are coming to town. Yeah, we'll work on that.
But Prescott has it.
Yeah, sounds like something out of the old Ed Sullivan show with great jugglers. I love that.
Yeah.
Spinning plates. And,
well, they're not all great, but a lot of them are great.
Okay.
Some of them are new.
The spinning plate guy was awesome.
New to the sport.
Was as was Tojo Zizou. Tojo Zizou. Loved him, too. Yeah. Brad, congratulations on what you've done to get this unprecedented in Green Bay, and it's very cool.
Yeah, it's a great time. And we have a brand new visitor center that we'd love to have locals stop by. Number one question is, we didn't know that Austin Straubel was a real person.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
wow.
Come on by and learn something
there
about
you go.
Community.
Tell them all whatever they want to know. Brad Toll, Discover Green Bay.
All right, Brad, thanks for coming on. And we're going to see you on Lean Local, too, in a couple Sundays.
And I apologize that my shirt smells very moldy.
It's okay. I've
and
gotten used to it.
It's getting worse. Have you noticed that? The warmer
that I've noticed.
Here, the worse it's gotten.
That I've noticed.
Oh, my God. We got to send it to a break. When we come back, world's worst trivia for Brewer tickets. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. Older Wisconsin voters prefer Donald Trump in the latest poll. The AARP survey has Trump ahead of President Biden 48% to 41% among voters 50 and older. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block.
Social Security and the economy are top issues for older voters. The poll was taken after the presidential debate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. State troopers are riding in trucks and buses today in Green Bay as part of the annual Trooper in a Truck program. When they're looking from a higher vantage point, they can spot distracted drivers much easier. Then they radio to troopers and patrol cars who can pull people over. Every year across Wisconsin, there are about 7,000 crashes involving large vehicles. It may seem early, but back-to-school shopping has begun. When purchasing online, beware of scammers trying to make a profit. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Please avoid clicking links in emails, texts, and other promotional messages that you might receive via social media with those really deep, too-good-to-be-true discounts that they may put on those hot back-to-school items.
Reinen suggests the best way not to be a victim of a scam is to shop at local, trusted businesses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 2024's summer blockbuster movie season has finally arrived, but studios are already looking two summers into the future. Shrek 5 is officially in development, according to Variety. The entertainment rag reports that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz will all return and lend their voices. DreamWorks says the film will hit theaters July 1st of 2026. The Hawktua girl, a.k.a. Haley Welch, has trademarked the phrase Hawktua. The Hawk part is kind of gross and could have been corrected if Haley had spent $8 on a neti pot. Nevertheless, according to TMZ, rumors are swirling that the Queen of Foreplay is in talks to develop her own reality show. TV producers have taken an interest in Welch after her appearances on several podcasts and learned that spittle is not the only thing that comes out of her mouth. Using her words, she comes across as pretty dang likable. With her newfound fame and bedroom talents, you can be sure there will be a long line of suitors wanting to be Mr. Hawktua Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon and basically calm. There won't be much wind here today. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 85. The weekend, warmer and a lot more humid with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location from River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Day on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour with Todd and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Brad Toll and Matt Warzala and Cheese Curd Nick so far today. And again, I apologize for wearing a shirt Stinking. That smells moldy.
Okay. Like, what was that guy? Pigpen? That guy with the...
That was Pigpen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I thought by letting it air dry, it wouldn't smell moldy.
But it sat in... You said it sat there for 3 days?
Amanda, how long can something wet sit in a washer?
Like 10 minutes.
And then still dry it and it doesn't smell moldy?
Like 10 minutes.
Without smelling?
Yeah.
About 6 hours, I'd give it.
Mine was 2 days.
Okay, so Amanda is very sensitive to smells.
Okay.
So will you walk in the studio and just see if you smell it immediately when
or
you
better
walk
yet,
in there?
John, why don't you walk over there?
No, no, no. We'll keep him out of here.
Keep him out of here. So, hey, when Brad Toll was on.
Yeah, that's as far as the closest she was.
Yeah, what did she say? What did she say?
Like your shirt? Okay. I'm good.
6 feet away.
I wasn't sure what that was earlier. I'm glad you came clean.
I know.
Yeah. To be fair, my pregnancy nose never went away. So, like, I have, very like, sensitive. A how nose.
Oh, wow.
And how about me for being co-host of the month for putting up with this? I have said nothing,
co-host
John.
Of the month?
Oh, there's
Come
sometimes
on.
I can tell that you cuddled with Milton all night long. I'm going to be honest with you. You have some of those mornings.
Come here, my little schnooky.
All right, hey, Brad Toll was just on, and of course, Discover Green Bay does a lot of convention business. They do some things with the Packers, but they're so much bigger than that. But the 77th Annual International Jugglers Association in town. And what do you say, booked that 5 years ago or 4 years
yeah.
ago? And so jugglers from all over the world, big show Saturday the 13th at the Meyer Theater. And that's going to be fun at 7:30 p.m. And it's $10 at the door.
That's great.
And
you juggle? I've always tried it. I've never been good at it.
But you, I think everybody wants to juggle. So you start with just like Kleenex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how you learn to juggle. Like you, right?
I did not know that.
I'm not a juggler. No, I am not. But
Amanda just held her breath and brought in some Kleenex.
Oh, I don't know how to juggle.
Come on, Jim. Now no, you I'm said not, it.
No, here, three, John. You need three.
Okay.
So, but we.
Here we go. That was pretty close.
I
Amanda,
got two.
Clean up in the studio.
Clean up in aisle three. Yeah.
Wow.
That was the worst juggling exhibition history of juggling.
And that's why I want to promote this. These international jugglers, because these guys are unbelievable what they do. Anyway, I don't know how to juggle. I just know, John, I really read about that. I don't know how to juggle. Why you brought in this Kleenex? I didn't say I did it. I said I...
Because you made it sound like, well, anybody can.
Here's how you do it.
Well, I did say that. Okay. Anyway, everyone can do it except me. How's that?
Hey, Todd,
it's at the Meyer Theater.
You know what's funny?
$10.
For being a guy in politics all of his life, things weren't as like, he wasn't like nowadays you do something, there's like fact checking right away.
Yeah.
You were used for a lot of your years. Like, nobody's going to be able to look that up. Where are you going to look it up? An encyclopedia? Nobody will ever know. So I'm just going to throw out these things.
Yeah,
and now, yeah.
Okay, and now I'm caught. All right. Anyway, let's support that. I mean, he booked this thing 4 years ago and then at Meyer Theater. Look it up online. Juggling. It's going to be fun. $10. And who doesn't like juggling, right?
It's like fireworks. I'm fascinated by it.
Everybody likes it.
I am Well, yes and no. The fireworks, great. Okay.
Yeah.
I still would love to see one of those drone shows.
Yeah, I think we're going to do. We should keep that quiet. We could make some money on that. Everybody's doing
here he goes,
everything,
the fireworks.
Everything is. How do we make money on
that? It's for year two celebration with Mino and the Mayor.
That's nice job there. Do that.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have some trivia for Brewer tickets?
We do. Let's do it right now. We got tickets for this Saturday's game. Taking on the Washington Nationals down at AmFam Field. First pitch is 3:10 p.m. in the afternoon. We've got six tickets. And what I think we'll do is...
But three pairs of two?
Three pairs of two. Okay. I can give them away as a group. I can give them away however we want.
No,
so,
two. No,
Jim. Hold on, Jim. Just hold on.
More people can win then.
I know, but let's see how
but
many
maybe
people...
a family would like to go.
Exactly.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Or a group of guys or women or three couples
would like
to go all together.
All right.
I like
that true.
Idea.
So this is how it's going to work.
How about this, Todd?
Yeah.
How about one of them, the first person that takes point, give them an option. Are you playing for two, four, or six?
I'll do that.
Okay.
There you go.
I will do that.
All right,
and so text right now if you'd like to play along with John Mino. Jim Schmidt is today's worst game show host in the world.
Thank you.
And then we'll do five questions in a certain category.
Mm-hmm.
If John gets
more right than wrong. You'll win tickets to see the Brewers this Saturday. Need you to text right now through the Civic Media app. Download it. Choose WGBW or WISS and text us in the lower right-hand
corner.
And
put a number.
Yeah.
How many they'd be playing
sure,
for.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We good?
We're good. Although, let's do four as a max, Todd. Let's do four as a max. Four okay. as a max. Because right. then we'll have at least two rounds. See what I'm saying? Of the sure. world's worst trivia.
Sure. Okay. We can do that.
Okay, just...
Four as a max.
All right. This, okay, here we go. This is just... We got to do a warm-up. No, this is a warm-up.
Okay.
This is a warm-up.
I don't need a warm-up.
No, because we're going to do that. I picked okay. the categories.
Todd, would something you do me a general. Favor? Would you at least give us a nice professional introduction like sure. Johnny Olsen would do?
What's... Yep.
Just relax. Just relax.
And now, live from the Mino and the Mayor studios in downtown Green Bay, it's the worst game show ever.
Yay!
And now, whatever. Here's the star of the worst game show ever, the worst game show host ever, Jim Schmidt.
Yay!
Yeah, okay. Great. All right, here. Okay,
all right,
yeah,
Brian
okay.
is...
Now,
Brian,
let's go to the worst...
You suck!
Let's go to the worst contestant.
So, Brian...
Get somebody else!
Brian is on from Suamico. He's playing okay. for four tickets
all
right now.
Here all right, we go, Brian.
Brian is just a warm-up. Just a warm-up. Oh,
okay. Just a warm-up.
Just a warm-up, right. Brian. Okay. Don't get excited here. But, this okay. guy's gotta,
what yeah. is the only mammal...
What is the category?
Yeah.
It's just... No, this is just a general.
Just in general. Okay. Just general. I told you I didn't want to do wild animal trivia. But go ahead.
You don't?
Well, I told you that the other day. Go, if it's a warm-up, go ahead. Go ahead.
The only mammal born with horns.
The only mammal born with horns.
What do you like, that Ed guy that sat next to Johnny Carson?
Yes, that's right. Repeated?
Yes, sir. Yes!
Sis boom ba. The sound a sheep makes when he explodes. I remember that one.
May your sister be voted most likely to make an indentation in the sand on prom night.
That was funny. Okay, all right. You want to pass and I'll give you another
one. Todd, help me out. Amanda?
I don't think either one of us have
no
any idea.
No idea.
Goat?
No. Is that close? No.
What's the answer, Jim?
It is a giraffe.
Okay.
They've got horns?
They do.
I did not know giraffes had horns.
You know
horns.
What, John? They're the only mammal born with horns.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know they dealt mammals with horns.
I'll give you one more
horns.
Warm up.
Well, that had to hurt for mama, didn't it?
Right? How about
it's like,
it?
Whoa. I know. Ouch.
Okay. Here we go. And then we're going to get into a category.
Here
what,
we go.
All right. Here we go. Here what go. Bird's eye is larger than its brain?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows that.
Ostrich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So what do you want? You want history?
Yeah.
Geography?
Yeah, history.
History?
All right, for tickets to go see the Brewers for Brian
easy.
And Suamico.
Okay, now we're starting. Here yep. we right. go, Brian.
This okay, it's too easy. All right, I'll give this one to you though. Who made a solo flight across the Atlantic in 1932?
Amelia Earhart.
I know, that's why.
That's way too
come
easy.
Come on, no,
throw that one up. That's okay, too okay, easy. Okay, that's
okay,
too
okay,
easy.
Okay, the first successful testing of the atomic bomb was in what state?
New Mexico.
Did you get it? Did he get that right?
Well, yeah, everybody knows that. I gotta find something.
Whenever I get one right, everybody knows that. And this is why it's the
okay,
world's worst trivia
no, no,
show.
Here. Which U.S. president is honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame? Oh, you're not gonna get this one.
Well, doesn't he get choices?
No, I know this is too.
Whenever we do it for you, you always are adamant. You must have choices.
And the last time we played, you gave choices.
Yes.
Oh man!
Why do you okay. always change the rules?
All right.
The Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Okay. Abe Lincoln, Jimmy Carter, George Bush, or Bill Clinton. Wrestling Hall of Fame. You Hall of Fame.
Jimmy
Hall
Carter.
No, I don't think so. I think it's Abe Lincoln.
He's right.
Why? Oh, that's right.
He was a wrestler.
You're yeah. right. He was, right. Yeah, right, they right, talked right, about right, when right, he was a young kid that anybody wrestled him was tough.
Man, I would have
right.
thought it was the peanut farmer.
Right.
You, no, I know. I thought it was because something, you know, kind of rednecky, Georgia-ish. But you're now that makes sense.
Yep. So two right, one wrong so far okay. on the world's worst game show ever.
Ever.
Ever. I got to find something harder for you. Which country in 1893, a little while ago, was the first to give women the vote?
Which country in 1893 was the first one to give women the vote? Do we get options? Yes
no,
or no?
You guys take a guess
no?
first.
Because okay, there's
hard.
Only about 20 countries that... could possibly the first one
20
I'm going to say is France.
Todd?
Oh, man. I wasn't even really thinking.
Oh, okay.
Amanda?
I want to say...
Maybe I was going to say Sweden, but...
Yeah, I was going to say Sweden, yeah. Norway, someplace like that.
Yeah, I should have given you multiple. It's New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh, okay.
All right. That's,
our Aussie friends.
All right. Boy, that was fun.
Two right and two wrong. All right. One more question, Jim.
There's only one more?
This is it for the win, isn't it?
Yeah. This is it for the win.
This makes this one harder, though. Okay.
Brian, hang in there, buddy.
Which three zodiac signs?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, hang on. I got you.
I don't know a single zodiac sign.
I got you.
Yeah, you do. You do. What are you? Don't people Pisces. Ask you that? Okay, so you know one. Actually, that's one of the answers. Which three zodiac signs are considered water signs?
I gotcha.
So Pisces is right, Johnny. That's one.
So that's one.
Mine is one.
What is it?
Cancer.
She's right.
Okay.
Just wait. The last one's too easy. Okay, John, one more.
How is it easy?
Gemini.
Why would that be water?
No.
Because when the Gemini, they came down, they landed in the ocean. Remember the spacecraft? You know, the rockets?
Didn't see that one. Okay. John, one more. Was that a guess?
No, I was just throwing that out.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so you got Cancer, Pisces, one more. It's a water sign. Maybe this isn't as easy as I thought. What's another one that you know?
I don't know of any others.
Oh, come on.
I know Pisces and I Cancer.
How about...
Is it Libra?
Nope. Look at me.
Yeah, listen. Look at his hands.
Okay, that's the worst pantomime thing.
Scorpio?
Yes.
Oh! Nice!
See, that one always trips me up, because for some reason, I always think that should be a fire sign.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a water thing? Okay. All right. These are great questions. Do we have a winner?
We do.
Congratulations, Brian. 4 tickets to the Brewers game against the Washington Nationals coming up on Saturday. 3:00 start. Congratulations, Brian. We have 2 more tickets to give out. Here we go. Who's our next contestant? Who do we still have anybody listening?
Okay, so we had that guy on here. Do we have a contestant?
We don't right now.
Okay,
right,
all right, now. Let's wait.
Moved on.
This you can start thinking about this one. We had that guy on here who walked the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, remember that guy, buddy. Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Mike
talked about
Mike the Muscle.
You the question to this is how many? And he said this because we asked him how many states does it cross? It's more than you think.
Do we get a multiple choice on this? I think this deserves a multiple choice.
Yes, Todd.
But wait, we got to wait till we get a contestant.
All right, I'll
Todd, do we get a contestant yet?
No, you know what? That's a tough.
Yeah, you got to give us a multiple choice option.
I did it already. Okay.
You think
I do.
Todd, we had that guy on here from
Mike
who
walked the Appalachian Trail
and shot things, and it's just unbelievable what he did.
He shot things. What do you mean he shot things?
Was it like a snake or something?
No, I don't think you're allowed to carry a weapon on that trail.
That's a state park, isn't it? Yeah, maybe not.
I always have to hide mine.
I mean, you're not allowed, right? But yeah.
I wouldn't do that trail without carrying a weapon.
Go. How many states does the Appalachian Trail cross? Johnny wants multiple choice. 10, 12, or 14?
So I did not know the answer.
I'm going 12.
Todd?
I mean, I don't know. 14.
That's right.
Really? That many? Okay.
Yeah.
Where does that start? Georgia?
I don't know.
North Carolina?
Isn't it Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Because Tennessee, when I was in Tennessee, I was actually at the trail for a little bit.
And then ends in Maine, right?
I think
Maine. Okay.
Geography was not my strong suit.
All right. Yeah. Give us one more.
Okay. So the internet.
1 minute, Jim. One minute.
All right, the internet. URL. URL, you know?
Mm-hmm.
John, you don't know what that means.
No, I have no idea.
Okay, well, then we're not going to
ask you
that.
It's a web address, basically.
It's a web address. What does it stand for?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but what does URL stand for was my question.
You are a loser?
Okay, you'll know this one. I'm going to give John an easy one.
30 seconds,
what's the name of John Travolta's character in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever? John.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a moment to think about it, John.
Wow.
We'll be right back with more of the world's worst.
Vinny?
Nope.
Game show ever with Jim
Don't
Schmidt.
Interrupt the announcer.
Who said that?
Stand by, everybody. More excitement.
Or leave. Your choice.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And welcome back to this edition of the world's worst game show ever. And back at it, your host, Jim Schmidt.
All right.
So who are we playing for this time, Todd?
This is another Brian that you're playing
another,
for.
Another, but it's yeah. a different Brian, right?
It's
sure.
B-R-Y-A-N.
This okay, all right. Brian like Barrel.
Yeah. I feel like that Barrel Storm, that was a different spelling. Everybody thought it was like Barrel, like Barrel.
I don't know who everyone is.
What's he talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Barrel. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know,
that Storm Barrel. Everybody, it was BY. And everything.
Oh, the hurricane?
Like, yeah. Everybody thought it was like Barrel. Like
sometimes the conversation on the show reminds me of the presidential debate like last week, okay?
You can't hit it 50 feet. You can't carry old
yards.
Bay.
It was 50 yards.
I could beat you any day.
Okay. Are you done with this one? This 1977 film, Saturday Night Fever?
By the way, I saw a thing where...
First name is Tony, okay?
Tony Montero.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
so anyway,
right.
Tony Montero was Scarface,
you don't have... There's no T in it.
Monero?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway...
Tony Montana was
I saw
Scarface.
A thing where some...
Monero.
Tony Montero?
Wasn't
Scarface.
It Montana?
No.
Montana. Tony Montana. Was it?
In what?
Scarface?
Scarface.
Oh, Scarface. We're not talking about Scarface.
Oh, I know. I'm just
talk about staying focused. Saturday
Todd,
Night Fever.
I saw a thing where they were looking for like a
it's
director.
It's all my fault, boy.
A director of health and physical fitness, like in Wisconsin or in some area. And I was thinking Jim and I should both apply. And we should have an open debate on why each one of us thinks we should be director of health and physical fitness.
There's your Fringe Fest show right there.
There,
yeah,
it is.
There you
it
go.
Is. There it is.
All right.
I would love
all
that.
Right. I have run so many marathons. It's unbelievable. You can't believe how many marathons I've run. 10Ks. I've won 10Ks.
People say you're great.
People say I'm great. They say I'm the greatest
runner. You're the best.
People
you're
have asked me, yeah. Are you Kenyan? Is your family yeah. from Kenya? They asked me that.
You don't even have shoes, do you? Yeah.
I don't. I run barefoot.
Right.
I run barefoot.
All right. Okay.
Like Zola Bud. Remember Zola Bud? Do you know the Zola Bud story?
No.
You remember the Zola Bud story? Zola Bud was a South African runner.
Okay.
And she wasn't going to be allowed to run in this most prestigious race in the Olympics. Because of South Africa, because of apartheid. So she moved to Great Britain, and she ran. But she ran barefoot, okay? So they were running. I mean, this was a national story. And there was a girl from, like, Michicot that was in the race with them. So it was a real big thing for us around here, watchers. And then Zola Budd collided with Decker Slaney. Remember that Mary Decker Slaney? But it was Mary Decker Slaney's fault, but she fell down. And she was the world record holder. She was the greatest runner ever. And she fell down and was knocked out of the race. And she totally blamed it on Zola Budd. And it totally destroyed Zola Budd's career and her mental health and everything like you can't believe. And it was only a couple of years ago that Mary Decker Slaney came out and said, I tripped on my own. She didn't do it.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. But she was wow. her career was ruined.
Wow.
Careers. Actually, for my debate, I'd say I once trained. I trained a Boston Marathon winner. You can look it up. I taught her. I trained with her. I gave her all the advice. Her name was Rosie Ruiz, 1980, Boston Marathon.
Okay.
And then the moderator would say, fact check, and it'd be like, she was disqualified. Turns out she took a cab for 8 miles of thing. You know what?
Right.
You know what? Why not? I would take a cab.
That's how
she
took
cab.
She took my training seriously.
Did she win? Right. Yes, she won.
Right. That's,
she's the winner. What count?
Winner to win it.
Yes.
In it to win it.
Next question.
Okay. All right. Next question. A couple easy ones. We're going to do
right,
a little
here
bit.
Here we go. Brian, hang in there, buddy.
All right, Brian, here we go. What occasion corresponds with the longest day of the year?
What do they call the longest day
Celsius.
Of the year? Yeah.
Not Celsius.
Jeez, Celsius, that's a temperature. The summer what?
Solstice.
Yeah, that's close, that's enough. We'll give it to you.
The okay. Summer solstice.
That's close.
Celsius. Yeah, there. That's, okay. What?
Salsa. Salsa.
Okay, so.
That was an old Seinfeld thing, remember?
No.
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 We're,
no. Okay, no. Let's move on. The distance from the Earth to the sun.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm going to give you multiple guesses.
Oh, God. These are the worst questions in the history of game shows.
Where's Ben Chan?
I was always being criticized, too easy, too easy, too easy. So I dug up some harder ones. Okay. All right. You want this one or not?
No.
No. Give it the multiple choice. I'm curious.
Okay. 73 million miles, 83, 93, or 103 million miles away. The distance from the Earth to the sun, not the moon. The moon's very close. The sun.
The moon, that's very close.
Is it 83?
I've been to the moon.
100.
What?
Oh, 90.
Yeah, okay.
The highest one.
No,
the
93
one.
It's 93 million. All right. Miles. To the sun. That. To the sun.
Okay, everybody's Jim, like, I always to the get moon. Those two okay, mixed yeah, up. Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is more in your...
wheelhouse?
Yeah, in your more... M&M's fruit chews. Would eventually become what popular candy? Get them at the movie theater. M&M's fruit chews.
You still take your kids to movies or anything?
My son is 5.
So that's a guess?
I took him to one movie. Okay. We saw Ghostbusters.
I'm going to guess. Can I make a guess?
Is it Starburst?
Uh-huh. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Everybody. Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody.
And one
everybody
more question,
that.
Jim. Okay, he one gets more. It right or not.
Okay, this is it. This is the last one.
This is for the win.
And this one, if you don't know this, you're going to burn in hell.
What?
Oh, God. Oh,
this is the thing that's going to make me burn in hell. It was that story I told yesterday about wearing a crucifix.
For the record.
For
that girl to go out with me.
All right.
That won't send me to hell.
According to Guinness World Records, what is the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said that. The burning hell thing. Get it?
Yeah, we get it.
Congratulations to Brian.
You should burn hell for those questions.
Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. This is okay. All
things
right.
are heating up over here.
You know, see, some of these are so, like, we've studied this on the show. Like, what is the only food that can never go bad?
Honey.
Right. See, we had that on
That's
here.
Okay. Right?
The first animal to ever be cloned right here in Wisconsin.
Sheep. Goat.
Sheep.
They're the same, aren't they?
They are.
I've always got them mixed. Aren't goat and sheep the same thing?
Sheep are fluffy.
Brian just said, my luckiest day ever.
I only had to endure worst radio ever. Goats right. and sheep are related, I think, though.
We're going to a farm.
No, because, okay, you got mountain goats, but they're also called bighorn sheep.
There are some, but those are long-haired. Next. Sheep have... Yeah. Curly wool.
Yeah, but they're somewhere along they hooked up.
857.
I guaranteed it.
I think so.
Yet.
It's like a mule and a horse creates a donkey.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I
or a horse and a donkey create a mule.
That's a little
it's
bit of animal
two.
Sex education yeah, for you guys out there.
John spent a little time out
Happy
in the barn.
Happy Thursday.
All righty then. What creates a Shetland pony?
Just two great Shetland ponies.
A rich family from Two Rivers.
We're just in love with each other.
He was an awesome horse.
Mary just texted, we're all lucky because it's over.
That hurt, but you're right.
Don't start talking about asses, guys. I love that one.
All right, fine. Boy, look at the time.
Wow, finally.
It's a good day. I smell like spoiled cottage cheese.
But what did you try to cover it up with? That's what I want to know.
Nothing, because I wasn't sure anybody else could smell it, and then everybody else said, yeah.
We're just trying to be nice.
We can.
It's customer
Happy
radio.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Thank you, Amanda.
All right.
We'll be back again tomorrow. Mino and the Mayor. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.